way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in...
Technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Combine a Bojangles Chicken Supreme with a toasted bun that's great on the go, and you get Bo's Bird Dog. Grab two for $5 for a limited time only. It's Bo time.
The way golf was meant to be, a natural, beautiful trip through nature. You'll discover it at Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Dine in the Overlook Restaurant, open Thursday through Sunday, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Turn any day into a special occasion when you give her fine jewelry from Turner's Jewelers. Our experts will help you find a dazzling necklace, sparkling earrings, or a stunning bracelet. You know what she loves better than anyone. Turner's can customize a unique piece crafted flawlessly to show your love story. And when it's time to look for engagement or wedding rings, you can count on Turner's Jewelers to make the perfect day even better. Dream up a magical gift at turnersjewelers.com or visit Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and managed construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Adam Schefter here for Vivid Seats, your ultimate destination for all your sports and concert needs this summer. With a game-changing rewards program and an unbeatable selection of tickets, they make it easy for every fan to watch their favorite teams and players in action. Catch every home run and thrilling comeback in person from your favorite seat. Plus, every ticket is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee, giving you peace of mind with every purchase. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN.
Need assistance with door and window projects? The Home Depot can help. From inspiration and materials to ordering and installation, our free Millwork virtual apron service can get you moving and doing. Plus, we speak Spanish too. Our associates can help you tackle complex jobs without you leaving the job site, saving you time and money. Call us at 1-833-HD-APRON or visit homedepot.com/MVA. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
The Mickey Plyler Show, forming the upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Going up to the spirit in the sky. That's where I'm gonna go.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Ingles know that, man, this weekend the weather is going to be awesome. This is week minus one. Next week you get week zero and then week one. And so Ingles is going to be the place you're going to stop and take care of it. I will go to Ingles this weekend. I'll go and I don't know if I'll do egg salad or chicken salad. I don't know yet. It's a big decision for me. Got a busy day. Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond. Get some bakery things. Some coconut cream pies. I'll make my way over. Get up the bread and the chips on the next aisle. I'll make my way over to the butcher shop meat areas and get some crab cakes. And I'll get a big thick, I don't know if it'd be a pork chop or a steaks to grill out this weekend. We love it, man. It's just a great place. I told you one gentleman who said, Mickey, I'm elderly. He didn't say elderly. Mickey, I'm advanced in my age or whatever. And it helps me from a walking standpoint, the wide aisles there. I was like, what? I never noticed. Yeah, the aisles are wider there. And he likes that, and he's not cramped in space and all, which is pretty cool. So all those little things, pharmacy, floral, deli, the cold, at Clemson over there with the cold beer section, and Drake and I were always running around in there, don't buy anything. We just got in to cool down. Starbucks and gas. Go by and see our great friends over at Ingles. Love the prices, love the savings, love the Ingles Advantage card. See my friends at Ingles. To our guest line, Scott Reimer, going to talk some Clemson football with us. Good morning, sir. I have to ask first and foremost, where in the world is Scott Reimer today? Where's Waldo today?
Happy Solid Orange Friday, Mickey Poller and Will Clinton. Good to hear you both on the air. I am, the wife and I are in Mackinac City, Michigan, all right, which is northern Michigan, not to be mistaken for the UP of Michigan, as I've come to learn
Upper Peninsula.
From the Michiganers, the UP standing for Upper Peninsula. But we are at the confluence of Lake Huron and Lake Michigan, and as the crow flies, about a mile or so from Mackinac Island, which is an amazing place in itself. We're above the 45th parallel, which we're getting up here. Well, you got to have a reason to be up here. I mean, you don't just drive by here on the way to somewhere else. But in terms of college football, which I always like to do, we're a long way from major college football. We are 250 miles or so from East Lansing, where, of course, Michigan State and Sparty resides. But make no mistake about it, Mickey Plyler, as we've been in Michigan for a week, this state is a University of Michigan State. For every one Michigan State license plate or T-shirt or hat I see about 15 of the maize and blue Michigan. It's amazing to me the different, you know, even in South Carolina, Clemson and Carolina, it's about 50-50. I mean, it's give or take, but up here, it is all Michigan, man.
I'm guessing like a Tennessee Vanderbilt kind of thing.
Yeah, see that. Yes.
You know, and I'm surprised, like, because East Lansing and Ann Arbor, like, they're pretty close to each other geographically.
Yeah, in fact, we're a little bit closer to East Lansing, but really, if we were going to go, we could get to East Lansing and then take another 30-minute drive or so and hit Michigan. But it actually, crazy enough, the next closest major college football program to us is University of Minnesota, which is, you know, that's still a long way away. We're actually about 250 miles from Green Bay as well. Now, of course, that's not college football, but, of course, a lot of great history in the Green Bay area with football.
In Mackinac City, can you see across and see the land over there in the UP over there?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely you can. And we went up to the UP, days running together, but a couple of days ago. And I'm telling you, here's a little a research project for you, because I know you worked down at Hilton Head for many years, and you know, when you're at the beach in South Carolina, you see a lot of Ohio tags, a lot of Indiana, and a lot of, you know, I don't know that you see as many Michigan ones, because this area, Mickey, I would have never guessed it, is absolutely beautiful up here. And as I said earlier, it's when you're in Ohio, you get a lot of through traffic, you know, people going from New York to Illinois or whatever. It's like I-95 in South Carolina, right? You got a bunch of people coming and going. You don't come and go from where I'm at right now. You're either living here or you're coming to vacation here, which is really, really cool.
I'm just looking at it now, too. I'm surprised it's as hot as it is. because I would think it'd be cold there now, but it's not cold.
Yeah. Well, we made a joke. We were in Rhode Island a couple weeks ago, and I said, "Ann, I think this might be the last time we have to run the air conditioning." And we have run it every day since. Yeah. It's amazing how warm it is up here. Now, there's no humidity, and it's cool in the mornings. But no, it's been 80s and, you know, mid 80s and high 70s all the time up here. So we haven't hit the cool down yet. It's coming, brother. Winter is coming.
What's crazy there is, and I did not realize this, I'm just looking at it now, like Huron and Lake Michigan, yep. and they come together right where you are right now. And I didn't know this, but there is no boundary there. Like Michigan goes into Lake Huron.
Yep, we didn't know that either. And Ann even made the comment, why are there two different lakes?
Yeah, it's like one big lake.
But here's the thing, and we found this out from our little taxi driver, I guess, for lack of a better word. They shuttle you to and from the boats that take you over to Mackinac Island. It actually, where the Mackinac Bridge is right now, it actually, years ago, was a little bit, landlocked there. It's a very shallow region right there, and that's why, of course, they built the bridge there, I'm sure. So it used to kind of be separated back in the way, way old days. But here's the funny thing. The people who live on Mackinac Island, it's about 400 permanent residents. They, at some point during the winter, they will mark a frozen, where the lake freezes, they'll mark it with Christmas trees along the side, and it lets the residents know the safe path to take their snowmobiles back over here to the mainland of Michigan to get supplies, because they got nothing over there.
Yeah. Well, they got Woods Restaurant, Bobby's Bar, and they got Devil's Kitchen Restaurant over there, maybe. but that's it. I'm looking at it now. That's it. All right. Last week I hijacked your segment because I wanted to talk to you about LSU coming to town. We'll do more of that later, but I want to unhijack. I want to release it back to you because you had three players in mind that we talked about last. We're supposed to talk about last week.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. And again, it'd be easy. We were picking the. I was going the 2005 to 2015. Okay, so we're getting a little bit more recent here, and it'd be easy to take Taj Boyd and CJ and James Davis. I mean, those are obvious, right? They're your favorite players. But I got three for you here, and none of them will be shockers. They're just not, you know, on the Mount Rushmore of that era, because those are too easy. So let's start with Daquan Bowers on the defensive side of the football. In 2010, had a great year. He was I know he was the number one overall recruit in the country that year, and you would know better than me. Is he the only Clemson player that's ever signed at Clemson that was the number one overall recruit?
Trevor Lawrence close one at one point in time. Trevor Lawrence, you know, might have been that way. And I'll tell you this: he's one of two Hendricks Award winners, him and Cleveland Farrell. But that's the nation's top defensive end. So he won that one, and he won the Nagurski Award for the nation's best is that lineman or best defensive player. Won both
Which
of those.
That's a rare feat in itself, right there, especially for a lineman. Usually, that's a linebacker, typically, or defensive back, because they tend to be a little more sexy when it comes to the stats and stuff. So, Daquan, and also, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Daquan is among a long list of Clemson great Clemson defensive lineman that wore 93, which is great number for a defensive lineman.
Yeah, Gaines Adams kind of started that deal, and a great job. You know, Daquan, and I don't know Daquan well, but an interesting guy, the guitar player, very, very talented guitar player.
And I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, like a jazz guitar or blues guitar maybe, but yeah, very good there. I think I'm right saying it's the fourth overall pick in the NFL draft. Had the micro fracture surgery, which kind of set it back a little bit. But now coaching at Clemson, coach with Jeff Scott down at South Florida, one of the most talented guys, just one of his imposing bodies, one of the all-time greats, and a man that obviously he loves it here. You know, came back here, and can't say enough about Daquan Bowers, one of the all-time greats here.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Mickey, my second one is one I remember on a Friday before the season started. and we were doing this segment just like we're doing now, and we talked about this guy who was a true freshman, never set foot on the field, and I believe you were trying to convince me in your own subtle way that he was going to make an impact, or maybe you just were hoping he was going to make an impact. But I said on the air at the time that you just cannot count on – you can't build your preseason hopes around true freshmen. You just can't do it because you have no way of knowing how they're going to react in the real world. But if there was ever a freshman season that totally disproved my theory about true freshmen, it was Sammy Watkins, that wide receiver, a total game-changing player from the minute he hit the field. And I'll never forget the Auburn game where, you know, he just absolutely, almost single-handedly there at Clemson. Auburn was the defending national champion at the time and had the longest winning streak in college football at whatever number of games that was. And Sammy Watkins just took it to him. And he did it many times over that season. But that freshman, he had a great career. I can remember being at College Park, Maryland, and back in those days when we went to Maryland and played in the ACC game. And Clemson was losing big, I don't know, maybe 17, 20 points or something. And then all of a sudden Sammy Watkins just said, let's go, and returned a kick for a touchdown and then had a couple of big receptions. But so he had a great career at Clemson, but I remember him most for that freshman season and how awed I was at how he totally dominated at the wide receiver position.
Let me give you a couple here. By the way, Daquan, it was a microfracture surgery that he slipped the second round. I was thinking about Gaines Adams as the fourth pick, so they got my 93s mixed up there, so I correct myself on that one. The very first game of his career, first of all, Jeff Scott tells a story that at the end of the first practice that, you know, he kind of wanted the guys to earn the starting lineup, you know, earn it, and he said that, like, Dabo came to him at the first practice, he's like, what are you doing? Running second team. He said, this is the best player we have, right? His first game, 7 catches, 81 yards and a touchdown. And then, so in the third game of his career, the Auburn game we talked about, 10 catches, 155 yards and 2 touchdowns. And he had 7 carries for 44 yards. So he got 17 touches for 199 yards and 2 touchdowns against Auburn, defending national champions. Then the fourth set game the very next week, 11th-ranked Florida State comes to town. 7 catches, 141 yards, and 2 touchdowns, and 3 carries for 13. And then they go to Virginia Tech, that's the first game without a touchdown. His first 4 games, he had 6 touchdown catches. In the Maryland game we talked about, 8 for 105 and a 33-yard run, but the kick return, too, that was a wild one. That was 56-45. Clemson doesn't win that game if not for Sammy Watkins. And so there was, as a true freshman, you put the team on the back as a true freshman.
Yeah.
What a football player.
Yeah, and I don't know if it was his freshman year. It wouldn't have been because we played Florida State at home his freshman year. You mentioned that just a minute ago. But he also, we were in Tallahassee one time, he threw a touchdown,
pass.
Andre Ellington on a double pass. So just a transformative player at Clemson,
so
certainly.
You talked about his first game. Let me remind you of his last game at Clemson. Against Ohio State in the Orange Bowl in a 40-35 win, 16 catches, 227 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Yep.
There you go.
That was in many respects, it was Redemption Day because, of course, it was either the year before or a couple years ago, we got whitewashed by West Virginia down there and come back and beat Ohio State. And my final one for you is, you know, when we go back to 19 – you do this. I think we've talked about this, and when we talked about the 80s, you talk about what teams, what players kind of set the stage for greatness after them. And, you know, the 1980 season, Clemson did a lot of things in that 80 season that and built some leadership in that 80 season that ended up being a catalyst, if you will, for the 1981 national championship. And I think in many ways, even though history – I think we're far enough away from it. Heck, we're 11 years away from it. So I think we can now say that the 2014 team truly was kind of the catapult to what we saw in the playoff era of Clemson, which, of course, was the very next year when Deshaun Watson came on campus. But 2014 was a year – you got to remember, we had a 5-game losing streak to South Carolina going into that year. And couldn't beat them. couldn't win some of the big games. And 2014 wasn't a championship year, but I believe the South Carolina game and the culmination of that season kind of catapulted Clemson into that 2015 season. And I think the heartbeat of the 2014 team was a guy that wasn't even hardly recruited. A perfect story for Clemson and Dabo Swinney. A guy that just was not recruited, didn't play a lot early in his career, hung around, kept getting better and better and better, and then by the end of his career, and then when he went to the NFL, became a dominant player. And that's Grady Jarrett, who I think deserves a lot of credit, both from a leadership standpoint, but also from on the field. Even though he never played in the playoffs for Clemson because he went pro, 14 was his last year, I think was a big catalyst for that 2015 team.
Defensive staff didn't want to take him. Dabo Swinney said, "We're taking Grady Jarrett," and staff like it was a heated deal. They said, "No, we're not going to take him." And he ended up taking him, and the guy's still in the NFL, and the guy's All-American and a heartbeat of it, and really one of the greatest players ever played here. And the motor that ran, I'm going to leave you this because I got to get the break here. It was the idea that this guy on a screen pass or a swing pass from a defensive tackle position, he was chasing the ball down in the flats like nobody we've seen since William Perry, maybe. Like the guy was active and the motor all day, every day, one of the all-time greats. Those are three great ones right there, man. Those are three unbelievable football players. Three of my favorites, too. And guys that, oh, by the way, love it. Love coming back. Love giving. And, that's one thing. Like, I feel like us, well, those guys are us, Like, I know what Daquan thinks about it. I know what, I had Sammy on the air, and he talked about what this place means to him. And Grady Jarrett, obviously, what it means to him. So that makes you feel better because they are us. I enjoyed
that's
that,
right.
Buddy. Hey, I can't wait to visit
all
next
right,
week. No idea where you're going to be. Great luck. And let's talk next Friday for sure, buddy.
Can't wait, Mickey. Have a great one.
You too. Scott Reimer in the right across from the UP. Good stuff. Short break. Josh Williams joins us after this.
We know America is in a health crisis, but when we say...
I know it. And what's it from? It's from a movie, too.
It's been in a lot of movies. It's Jeff Lynne.
Yes, from ELO.
Yep.
I need to find out what movies it's been in. Because what a great song. Man, you're the best, dude. You're the absolute best. Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PatTax.com. Let them do your taxes for you. Their experienced professionals handle all of that. All of your bookkeeping services, tax preparation of sales and use of hospitality tax. Their experience in guiding you, all this financial guidance they do with LLC creations and corporate and nonprofit and estate and tax returns. They plan your taxes for you, all their bookkeeping, assets, liabilities, monthly tracking, the payroll services they do. It really is amazing. We love these good folks. I'm looking at reviews right now. It is an awesome company, someone that I just totally believe in, and it's changed the way I do business. The Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, 864-859. 8289. Now's a good time to reach out and do some planning. Josh Williams joins us. Good morning, J Dub. Happy Friday to you, man. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing well. How are you?
Awesome. We're gonna do three teams today. Georgia Tech, SMU, and Louisville. I want to begin with Louisville because I stumbled upon this, and I don't think they have an official depth chart out yet. But on the depth chart that I am looking at now, 20 of their 22 starters are seniors, redshirt seniors, and graduates. That this is it's the most experienced team in the country and one of the most experienced teams we've seen in the history of college football. And one of the two that's not a senior is Isaac Brown, who I think is maybe the best player in the ACC. So if experience is a factor, let's go with Louisville. What's the number for Louisville? What are some thoughts about Louisville?
Yeah, Louisville win total number is 8.5, juiced a bit to the over, about minus 160, plus 750 to win the conference. That kind of continues the trend of what Brahm has done since he's gotten there. He's gone transfer heavy, seemingly, you know, 20 plus a year, particularly, and also kind of continue the trend of nabbing experienced Power Four transfer quarterback. Got Miller Moss coming in this year, that returning running back duo of Brown and Watson. I think it's probably is the best in the league, one of the best in the country. Yeah, the number two wide receiver, Bell, returns along with Colin Lacy, who's coming off from injury from a medical red shirt. But, yeah, you do have turnover around the offensive line, backfield with a bunch of Power Four transfers. I think the biggest question for Louisville really is the defense. Top five corners and starting safeties are gone. Big turnover around along the defensive line, but that's been backfilled with a bunch of transfers there as well. They do return all three of their starting linebackers. But looking at the schedule, I mean, they, unless they trip up early against Pitt on the road at the end of September, I mean, they easily should be 5-0 headed into going into their bye week before they go on the road to Miami. I mean, really the most critical games on the schedule, they have road trips to Pitt, Miami, Virginia Tech, and SMU. They do host Clemson. So, you know, what do you get there? But they're going to be they'll be favored in every game except for Miami, SMU, and Clemson there, two of those being the road trips. So I like this Louisville team. I think if the defense can get something kind of worked out with a lot of that turnover, particularly on the defensive line, I think this obviously is a very dangerous team. The one thing I really don't like about the schedule is both of their bye weeks are pretty early. They've got one, you know, the week of September 13th, and they've got one obviously between Virginia and Miami. So, you know, kind of the last almost two thirds of the year, really, they're going to finish with you know, kind of seven straight games there. So a little bit of a long run into the end of the season, but I trust Braun to get the offense right with the turnover. He's done it. You know, obviously these last 2 years at Louisville, he's been good. And if, as long as the defense can be serviceable, I see no reason they're not jockeying for a position to make it to make it Charlotte.
Yeah. And win more than 8.5 games, because I really like that one. If they just beat everybody they're supposed to beat, you win that one for sure. SMU coming off of an impressive 11-3 ACC championship game appearance and college football playoff appearance, and returning quarterback in Kevin Jennings, and year two of the conference. Schedule-wise, you know, you got the Baylor game coming up at TCU. So two out-of-conference games right there in the state of Texas. What's the number for SMU? What are the thoughts about the Mustangs?
Yeah, they're also 8.5, about -125 or so to the over, +950 to win the conference. Yeah, I think they, I wouldn't say their schedule is as favorable as last year, but they are, but it is pretty favorable. They do draw, like you said, Clemson, Miami, and Louisville, but two of those three are at home. I think really, you know, determine their number, really. I think a lot of it kind of depends on those two non-conference games with Baylor and TCU. I mean, both of those will be, you know, they do go on the road to TCU. That, you know, that game's projected around a pick. They do host Baylor, who I'm pretty high on. That'll be, SMU will be favored, but it'd certainly be less than a touchdown. So, you know, if you win both of those, I think you obviously got a great chance to go over that win total. You split them, you know, it might be a little bit dicey. I think the biggest thing is if you think kind of SMU and Louisville, kind of they have a late matchup November 22nd that SMU gets to host. If that, I really love the spot there more for SMU. I mean, they'll be coming off a bye, you know, and that game for Louisville is sandwiched between Clemson and Kentucky on their schedule. So I think the schedule sets up pretty well for them. You know, they do need to replace quite a bit on defense for sure. All their starting line, two starting linebackers, they were that was really a strength last year. They do return their starting safety duo, one of which was first team all conference. So if you can get that right, you know, you trust Lashley on the offensive side. They do get You know, their tight end R.J. Maryland back, who returns from injury. He's really the number one target. So you expect a big year from him. No reason to think they can't have a serviceable record again. I think it's, you know, a stretch to go 11-1, but you know, I could see them in that, you know, 8-4, 9-3 range for sure.
Yep, totally agree there. Speaking of 11-1, that's what we picked for Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's hot. Here's the bottom line. I thought Georgia Tech was awesome last year, though. And I'm the biggest Georgia Tech guy in the country right now. I'm picking them, like I said, to go 11-0, beat Georgia, and go to the college football playoff. With that said, they were 7-6 last year. And as soon as we thought that, every time we thought, oh, man, they're going to, you know, they're back. Boy, they played great at Georgia, and then they laid an egg against Vanderbilt. And I know they had a lot of injuries and quarterbacks there. But Brent Key's doing a great job, but are we maybe giving Georgia Tech too much credit? What's the number? What are the thoughts about the Yellow Jackets?
Yeah, 7.5, juiced pretty good bit to the over, -150, 14-1 to win the conference. I think really for the first time in quite a while, the schedule sets up very well for them, and it's quite favorable compared to kind of what they've had in recent years. Obviously, they return Haynes King. They return Haynes at running back. I think almost as much of a key, they do return the backup quarterback, Philo, who stepped in, won the NC State game for him last year, and is more than serviceable. Maybe they kind of work him in there a little bit more at times, take some of that weight off of Haynes King with as much as he runs the ball. But, you know, I would say the leading wide receiver, Singleton, transferred to Auburn. They bring in two guys from FIU, one of them in Rivers that led the Conference USA in receiving last year. They do have some turnover along the offensive line. Got to replace three guys there, but I trust Key to get that right. And I think Buster Faulkner is probably one of the, you know, two or three best play callers in the sport. I'm kind of interested about the defense, honestly, because they made a big jump last year, particularly in rush defense under, you know, new DC Santucci, and he's off to the NFL. They replaced him with Texas analyst Blake Gideon, so. A lot of new faces on the line of scrimmage on that side there, so we'll see how that goes with a new coordinator coming in place there. But you know, they've taken Georgia Tech's taken a lot of money in that opener at Colorado. I mean, that's pushed up, I think, to 4 now. And they come home, kind of got a get right game, a bye game against Gardner Webb before they host Clemson. Obviously, they'll be a big favorite against Temple. You know, so at worst they'll be 3-1, they go on the road to Wake. They'll be almost a 2-touchdown favorite there. So, I mean, it sets up well for them. You really just kind of got 3 conference road trips with Duke, NC State, and Boston College where they'll be probably short favorites. I think Duke is the one that's most likely to trip them up. I'm not very high on NC State. I definitely like them over that 7.5. You know, so they finish with Georgia. I like them over that number. And, you know, I think they're kind of a dark horse because of how the schedule sets up. I think they're kind of a dark horse to make it to Charlotte.
I would agree with that. In terms of Clemson, we picked out 3 Clemson opponents today. In terms of Clemson, 2 of the 3 on the road at Tech and at Louisville. But those teams are spread out throughout the schedule. Georgia Tech early in September, SMU in October, and Louisville in November. Who'll be the better football team down the season? I mean, I don't know what we're on paper right now. Injuries we don't know about. But in learning about these teams, going about, like, what's the tougher game for Clemson? What would be the closest spread for Clemson against those 3 teams?
Louisville.
Yeah. But pretty you didn't have to think about it. The home game at SMU is a difference there. So you think the Louisville spread will be closer than the Georgia Tech spread?
Yeah, I mean, Georgia Tech will be, I think, 8.5, 9.
Really?
And, you know, maybe a little bit less. You know, if we got, depending on what happens, obviously, week 1, I think it'll definitely be more than a touchdown. But, you know, SMU will be, being at home, I think that's probably double digits. But the Louisville game, which I think is about 5.5, 6.
Interesting stuff.
Maybe even less by the time you get there. I think it's, playing them late in the year, I think Louisville does have a pretty, you know, pretty tough November, or at least with those last 3 games. But Yeah, I think at that point, all those transfers have kind of gelled by that point.
Yeah.
All right. Pretty dangerous.
All right, final one for you. I got 15 seconds. Final one for you. Miami or Georgia Tech or SMU or Louisville. If we assume Clemson's going to the ACC championship game for this argument, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but if they go to the ACC championship game in their argument, as far as the sake of the conversation goes, who's most likely opponent in Charlotte?
I mean, most likely is Miami, probably, but it's just hard to trust them. I just have a weird feeling that those last couple games, those two road trips to Blacksburg and Pittsburgh,
yeah,
it's going to trip them up. Somebody else is going to slide.
Always does. Always does. The reason you believe that is because that's what happens. Interesting stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they don't leave the state until November, but they got those last two road trips to a little bit colder
weather.
I think one of those going to trip them up.
Yep. I always enjoy it, my friend. Let's do it again next Friday. Have a great weekend.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, buddy. Josh Williams checking in with us today. We'll come back and we'll get our ReedyLandCo.com's hunting and fishing report from John Steele. We'll talk to some deer hunting when you come back right after this.
At Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we offer transparent pricing. You get the manufacturer's rebate. You get the dealer discount. You get every available discount. Military, college grad, subprime credit. If there's a discount you qualify for, we'll find it and give it to you. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees you get the best price. And that's why if you buy somewhere else, you're going to pay too much. So come see us. We're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford offer transparent pricing, meaning you get every available discount. And right now, the discounts are huge because at Lake Kiwi, it's the final days of employee pricing for everyone. You pay what the factory worker pays, not a penny more. And the best part, with Lake Kiwi's transparent pricing, you see all of the savings. So go see the team at Lake Kiwi. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
Got a tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the low 400s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space or save up to $25,000 on a completed home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at Sunrise.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Chapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Before you break ground on that exciting project, here's a friendly reminder from Fort Hill Natural Gas. Safety first. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law and it's free. Whether you're planting a garden or installing that dream patio, make sure to dial 811. Your ticket to a safe and worry-free project. Fort Hill Natural Gas supports and recognizes safe digging practices. Your safety is their priority. Dig smart, dig safe. Call 811 before you dig. Brought to you by Fort Hill Natural Gas, where safety meets satisfaction.
The Anderson Area Touchdown Club is celebrating their 44th football season kickoff with Faxon Childress and John Height broadcasting live on Friday, August 22nd from 9 till noon at the Anderson Institute of Technology at 315 Pierman Dairy Road. Faxon and John will be interviewing Anderson County High School football coaches and key players, and you're invited to come experience it in person and while there enjoy free Papa John's pizza. Visit the Anderson Area Touchdown Club on Facebook or call 864-616-6471.
I'm not here to make friends with insurance companies. I'm here to win for injured people, period. When they delay your treatment, lowball your claim, or ghost your calls, that's when we step in. At Tramlin Mills Law Firm, we take it personally because it is personal. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at TramlinMills.com. I'm Trey Mills. When you get hurt, we bring the fight.
Craving real Buffalo, New York-style pizza and wings? You don't have to leave the upstate. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City style, never doughy, with the perfect crisp crust. And the wings? Crispy, juicy, buttery, spicy. Authentic Buffalo flavor with a tangy finish. Feeling adventurous? Try the Beef on Weck, a Western New York classic. Moretti's is just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Malden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
When you're out on the water, peace of mind is priceless. That's where Towboat US comes in. With memberships starting at just $109 a year, you get on-water towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, and soft ungrounding for any freshwater adventure. Plus, we also offer boat salvage and boat recovery, boat transportation, and on-water training. Remember, we're here for you when you need us. Trust Towboat US to keep your boating experiences smooth and worry-free. Check HartwellLakeServices.com now.
Rage here inviting you to join 1989 U.S. Monopoly champion Ramona and all the Ragers on Friday as my good friend Ellis Tolbert joins us to discuss all things college football. We look at Bill Connelly's What If list at our own, and we mix in some NFL. Friday hilarity stories as well. See you then.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Trail want to build your next building for you. They want to talk to you about their better building experience, the design build delivery method, the construction manager at risk delivery method as well. You know, one of the things I love doing is telling you about what they do and how they do it. And instead of me doing it, I'll let Dr. Patrick Card from Hopewell Dentistry tell you. He said when he worked with Trail, this is a quote, "I always felt like they're working for me, and we were working together as a team to complete this project." This is very clear understanding what the budget was, the timeline, and how the project would go differently from any of the other contractors that I'd worked with in the past, and that distinguished them. And this is he ends with this quote, "It's hard to imagine that I could be any happier with an experience than I was with Trail. If I ever build another project again, I know Trail's where I will start and go, and I recommend them to anyone." So, yeah, it's going to be on time, on budget. It's going to be a collaboration. You're going to understand it and work with it. It's going to be a great experience for you. That's why they continue to do great stuff. TRE HEO.com, 800-319-7006, my awesome friends at Trail. This segment brought to you by ReedyLandCo.com. We got a little hunting and fishing report. And John Stillwell, this is a big day, John. Opening day.
Opening day, Mickey, for deer season in Game Zone 4, which is the low country. I know the folks who call in, listen in from the lower parts of the state, hopefully are making either already in a deer stand or making plans to get in one this evening.
All right, my first question right off the bat before we get too much into it, how many zones are there? Do the zones ever change? And is there any confusion at all about if you're on the border of one, like, oh, I thought I was in game. I was zone 2. I was in zone 3. So give me the whole zone deal for me.
So there are four zones in South Carolina. Game Zone 4 stretches from basically Richland County, just on the south side of south and east side of Columbia, all the way down to Jasper and Hampton County down in the southwest. So that's the Game Zone 4, and its season opens today. Game Zone 3 is essentially the PD and the Grand Strand counties, and their season, bow season for them opens on September 15th. Game Zone 2 is the majority of the Piedmont from, say, Columbia, you know, basically I-20, a little bit north of there, up to the northern part of the state. And then the Game Zone 1 is the mountainous, the upper areas of Spartanburg, Greenville, Pickens, Oconee is game zone one. It's the smallest game zone and the most restrictive as far as season openings and all those things. So that's kind of the layout. They haven't changed as long as I can remember, but I'm sure that might have been different in the past. But and I'm also sure that our good friends in the game wardens at South Carolina DNR have for sure heard somebody try to argue that they were on the line, but I doubt that argument holds up very well.
No, I wouldn't argue with the game warden about anything. I only had one run-in with the game warden and came check life jackets, and we were like one short, and I said, man, we're sorry. And he goes, are you Mickey Plott? I went, yeah. He goes, I love your show, man. Get another life jacket. I was like, yeah, we'll get one of those, buddy. We'll take care of that for sure. All right, with that said.
So you went local celebrity.
I pulled it, man. Yeah. Very local, by the way. Very, very local, but I avoided the ticket there. All right, let me know about what does this mean? Like, what the guys that are girls that are up hunting this morning, like the prep, because we're getting closer to other zones and other opening days. What did you know about the early season and the prep for all this?
Well, specifically, especially for this type of early season and game, specifically the game zone four, there's some things that are must haves if you're gonna, you've walked outside the last week or so. I mean, it's sticky. So there's some things you got to have. The first one is, the last time I think we talked is when we talked about your favorite no-shouldered animals, right?
Right.
Mr. Snake. So you better have some snake boots because you don't want to be walking to the stand in the dark or walking back out of the stand after sunset in the dark and walk up on a snake that you weren't prepared for. So just have some snake boots just to be safe. The next thing is, for me, all the sports parents know about the cooling towels, right? So they make those for hunting as well. So have something, a cooling towel. They make them to where it's almost like a not a rope, but that kind of thing that can wrap around your neck. A bandana, they make those that you can dip in your cooler, and it'll get cold and stay cool. To keep you cool in the stand. And then personally, I also bring a little small portable fan, a little battery-powered rechargeable fan, so that you can, when you walk into the stand, you're going to sweat, and so that helps you cool down quick and get comfortable and get settled in for a hunt.
All right, let me give you this one. I was in Charleston this week. John, if you're going down anywhere near there right now, we played golf. I have never seen this in my life. The mosquitoes were so bad. And I know people think I'm exaggerating when I say this. I play with guys who live down there for 50 years, and they said, we've never seen anything like this right now. They had 9 inches of rain in a week, whatever. And maybe this is a short-term deal. John, on my arms, like, I joked, like, I look like my Caucasian self looked like a black guy, man. Like, I had 75 mosquitoes on both arms. My white golf towel looked like a black golf towel. There was 500 mosquitoes on my golf towel, and when they would you would actually kill one of them, blood would splatter everywhere. I've never seen anything like it. It's not like that always down there, but you're going like right now. You better have you some doggone DEET, some blood, whatever it is. You got that's an unbelievable issue.
You were my next words out of my mouth were going to be, the most important piece of equipment by far, and God bless the man. I hope he's retired in the Caribbean somewhere. The inventor of the Thermacell.
Yes,
Thermacell is a butane powered device that has a cartridge with mosquito repellent that you turn it on and it'll create a zone of, I don't even know how to describe it, Mickey. It's the most beautiful thing ever, where you got a 15-foot zone of impervious insect repellent to keep you from having to swat mosquitoes. And that's important, because any movement is not good in the deer stand. So back in the day, they used to have to wear net, complete mosquito suits with netting and all that kind of stuff just to keep the mosquitoes off of you. So free Thermacell. I don't know how anybody hunted down here this time of year, but That is my number one piece of equipment for early season in the Low Country.
I love it. Safety. I got about 3 minutes here. Just quickly, safety stands, securing stands, checking stands.
That's all been done by at this point for this part of the state. But if you haven't done it for the other parts of the state, certainly do it. Be safe and have fun, and hopefully you've got a nice soybean field or something in the Low Country to sit on tonight and see what happens.
All right, final one for you. Is there any part, any urban legend, anything at all, like earlier in the year? Obviously, there's more deer. They get harvested. That hunting is better early. And is there any thought of maybe, hey, wait a minute, they're more alert because of things going on around them, their environment, seeing more hunters and all that? Is that a factor at all?
I think, you know, first week of the season is one of the best times to be able to you can only hunt bucks this time of year until September 15th. So first week of the season, I'd say, before they get pressured and start changing their patterns, is one of the best times of the year to have a chance at a nice buck. And then later on, really in South Carolina, when you get into October is when it's really prime time, early to late October. If you got an opportunity now, this first week of the season is a great time to get after them in the Low Country, and hopefully all those other hunters are getting ready for the opening of their seasons later on.
All right, tell me about ReedLandCo.com, double waterfall properties, these unbelievable views.
You nailed it. You nailed the one I wanted to talk about, Mickey. If you're a Clemson fan and you're looking for an estate, go search for 415 Silver Creek Road. That's my newest listing, 120 acres, big, beautiful house on it, mile of river frontage, two waterfalls, and 20 minutes from Clemson. So 415 Silver Creek Road, Central South Carolina. I can't do it justice. It's a pretty property, incredible place.
It will be sold here in the next couple of seconds, I am sure. ReedyLandCo.com. Check that out. Check that great property out and all their properties. I can't thank you enough, buddy. Are you headed down to do some deer hunting?
I'll be headed down later today so I can try and hunt this evening. So good luck to everybody. And I'm going to crank up my thermocell and throw on my cooling towel and see what we can do.
Where are you headed about generally?
I hunted Orangeburg County.
Okay.
In the Bowman area.
Okay. All right. Well, let me know about the mosquitoes. Text me and let me know.
Oh, I can let you know before I even get into it. They're going to be there. So,
all right, buddy. Take care of yourself. That's John Stillwell.
Have a great weekend,
you
guys.
You too, my friend. ReedLandCo.com. I know you think I'm exaggerating. Like, I had never, and I've seen deer hunting. I actually went on a boar hunt one time where they were really, really bad. I grew up down in the no-see-ums. You grew up in Hilton Head. I've seen no-see-ums. I've seen bugs. I know that. It looked like, I'm serious, man. I have a black wristband, a black watch on. I'm not watch, a whoop on. You couldn't see my whoop and all because of the mosquitoes on my arms. Each arm had, I'm telling you, I guarantee each arm had at least 50 mosquitoes on it. Like, it's unbelievable. This is true. They were biting you through your golf shirt. I've never seen anything like that before.
Hard pass.
Yeah, and the guys that were there that were playing with it, they've been playing down there for 50 years and never had that before. Unbelievable. Texas said was at Edisto last weekend. You couldn't keep them off of it. It's crazy. Yeah. Don't know. The rain, obviously. A perfect storm through all that. The big dog, Roy Philpott, ESPN play-by-play voice, joins us when you come back for hour number 3 right after this. WCC.